You know, the night before our Lord was crucified, he made a very strange statement that nobody who heard really understood. And this is what he said in John chapter 14, verse 19. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you are going to see me because I am alive and you are about to come alive. You see, Easter is about coming alive. Today we celebrate the glorious truth that though Jesus died on Good Friday, he did not remain dead. Just as he had predicted, he rose from the dead victoriously on third day. The resurrection of Jesus Christ not only changed our history, it also changed our destiny. People often ask, how this event that took place more than 2,000 years ago can have any significance for us today in the 20th century? What is the relevance of the resurrection for us today? Well, that's what we want to talk about today. Is there any relevance for us today in our century? Jesus said, because I live, you also shall live. Because of Easter, because of the risen Lord, you and I can come alive today. And there are three wonderful truths we want to look at this morning. These are the gifts from the risen Lord. These three gifts from the risen Lord that can change your life. You want to change your life? Hello? You want to see God can make a difference in your life? Then I really encourage you to listen for the next few minutes as we look at this. First gift, number one, is the power of the risen Lord. The power of the risen Lord. The Bible says on the very first Easter Sunday morning, some of the women went to the tomb of Jesus to pay their last respect. It was a customary thing to do. They go and pay their last respect and put some spices on the dead body. But to their shock, they found the huge stone from the entrance of the tomb was rolled away. They went inside the tomb, but they could not find the body of Jesus anywhere. Just imagine that. What a shocking situation that. They went there to pay their last respect, but there's no body. It's gone. And while they were wandering around, being discouraged and full of fear, they were confronted with this question. This is a question. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. The truth is, you will not find Jesus Christ among the dead today, my friend. He's not there. The grave could not hold him. Death had no power over him. He defeated death and came out of that grave victoriously. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the supreme evidence of God's power in history. So here is the good news that can change your life. Look at this verse. Apostle Paul said, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, he said, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him, the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. He's saying the same power that brought Jesus Christ back to life 2,000 years ago is available to you today. It is available for you today. That is the relevance of Easter, my friend. God's power is available to all those who believe and trust in Jesus Christ. Maybe today you are struggling with a bad habit. God's power can set you free. Maybe you are going through a very tough time in your life. God's power can change it. Maybe you are facing an uncertain future. God's power can make a difference in your life. That is why the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. The power of the risen Lord is available to you to face any condition in your life. You don't need to live a defeated life. You don't need to live a discouraged life. You don't need to live a powerless life. The power of Jesus Christ, the power of the resurrection, is available to you today in your life. Remember, God is in control, and He has the power to control what you cannot control. Many of you look at your life and say, man, I have no control over the situation. Yes, that may be true. But God has the power to control what you have no power to control. And that is the relevance of Easter. That is the power of Easter. That is the gift of Easter that God wants to give to you today. The second gift of Easter that can change your life is the presence of the risen Lord. The presence of the risen Lord. Mary Magdalene was one of the women who went to the tomb of Jesus early in the morning. She was shocked to find out that the body of her Savior, Jesus, was not there anymore. She kept looking at the empty tomb and asking, where is my Lord? What happened to him? She stood outside the tomb crying. She was in great sorrow. She felt hopeless and she felt lost. She was full of fear. Suddenly Jesus appeared to her. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? You know, Mary's eyes, blinded with tears, did not recognize that it was Jesus. She thought it was a gardener. And she said to him, they have taken my Lord away and I don't know where they have put him. Then came the most gentle voice from Jesus. Listen to this. Jesus said to her, Mary. Mary immediately recognized that voice because it was a familiar voice. And she knew that it was Jesus, her Savior. Maybe this morning you are feeling just like Mary. Maybe a death of a loved one. Maybe a broken home, a broken relationship, or a sickness, or an unexpected circumstance have left a devastating blow on your life. And you feel so helpless, unable to do anything about it, to cope with that pain and the struggle of that situation. You have lost your peace. All you could do is to cry. And nobody has seen your tears. Inside of you are crying. You are carrying this heavy burden. You feel alone. You feel afraid of the future. Nobody seems to understand you. And nobody seems to care. You feel that your life is totally out of control. You are being controlled by your fear and your problems. And you are asking, where is God? What is He doing? Why does He let this happen in my life? Have you ever been in that situation, my friend? That you feel absolutely helpless and hopeless to deal with this devastating situation in your life. And you know, it is in that kind of hopeless and helpless and lonely situation you will hear the familiar voice of Jesus. He comes calling your name to offer you peace and comfort and strength. He knows your name. He knows how you feel. He knows your need. He comes to you with His peace. And that's exactly what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You see, when you're overwhelmed by your fears, problems, and trials, remember that the presence of Jesus is right there to give you His peace and His control and His comfort. You see, He promised to be with you 24/7. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you till the very end of the age. That means you are not alone. And you will never be alone, my friend. People may let you down. Trouble may come your way. And sometimes things will happen that you don't understand, but you are never, never alone in your life. God is with you always till the end of time. He remains faithfully present in your life every step of the way. The power you need for daily living, you will receive when you walk daily in His presence. In His presence. Even if your father and mother forsake you, Jesus said, I will never ever forsake you. His presence is with you 24/7. That is the gift of the risen Christ, my friend. That is the gift of Easter, that you can take it today and it can change your life. He's with you always. The third gift of Easter, the third gift of the risen Savior is that can change your life is the promise of the risen Lord. The promise of the risen Lord. You see, many people today live their lives as though there is no hope for the future. They have nothing to look forward to in life. Their motto in life is, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die. For them, death is the end and nothing beyond. But those who believe and trust in Jesus Christ, the Bible says death is not going to be the end. It is the beginning of an exciting, powerful new life. Jesus said, because I live, you also shall live. That is the great promise of Easter. That is the promise of the risen Christ. Because I live, you also shall live. Last month, my sister-in-law, Savi's sister, Lalitha, died of pancreatic cancer. The 2 months leading up to her death, we spent every day praying with her and reading God's word and talking with her. It was a tough time that we went through as a family, because knowing that this person is going to die very soon. Lalitha knew that she was going to die, yet she was not afraid. She was not afraid of dying. She was looking forward to be with the Lord. Her faith, her courage, and optimism surprised many people who treated her as well as who went to visit her in the hospital. What was the secret of Lalitha's positive attitude towards death? I mean, I have never seen anything like that in my life. I mean, I sat with so many people who were dying, but I never seen a person with such a positive attitude towards death. All I can say is that because she believed in the promise of God for her eternal life. She knew the resurrection of Jesus Christ guaranteed her eternity. Because I live, you also shall live, Jesus said. Look at what Jesus said in John chapter 11. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. See, my friend, the resurrection of Jesus Christ changed everything. It changed the lives of millions of people throughout history. And it has the power to change your life today, right now, on this Easter Sunday. Mary Magdalene came to the tomb saying, they have taken away my Lord. That's the most depressing statement, isn't it? That's the most hopeless statement. But she left the tomb saying, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. That is the power of coming alive with the risen Lord. Once you meet the risen Lord, you will never be the same again in your life. You have a new purpose. You have a new direction. You have a new reason to live for. You know, Mary wanted to hang out with Jesus. But Jesus said, no, you got to go. You got to go to tell other people What happened? So she went out saying, I have seen the risen Lord. My prayer is that every one of you sitting here would be able to say that today. I have seen the risen Lord. I have experienced the risen Lord. The risen Lord lives in me. He walks with me. He talks with me every day in my life. Because I have met the risen Lord. So my friend, no matter what your situation is, Jesus can make a difference in your life. His power can turn your problems into possibilities. His presence can help you deal with the fears and discouragement and defeat and failures in your life. His promise can change your future direction. You don't need to live with a hopeless future. God can fill your heart with hope. So will you open your heart to Jesus this morning and say, Lord, I need you in my life. I want you in my life. He will come into your life so that you can come alive on this Easter. No matter what you are doing in your life, what achievement that you have in your life, my friends, without the risen Lord in your life, life can be very tough. So I want to encourage you today, on this day of resurrection, invite Jesus Christ into your life. Maybe you've been coming to church for a long time. Maybe you've been a Christian for a long time. But have you ever invited Jesus Christ into your life and made him as the Lord of your life? If not, I plead with you. Today, on this day of the resurrection, do that. Put your hope in him alone and nobody else. And he will make a difference in your life.